I'm very happy now to welcome Jennifer Livonian. She is an artist, and she will be speaking tonight at Tipton Hall at the College of Santa Fe for the Santa Fe Art Institute. It is part of their 2010 season of visiting artists and scholars called Elemental, Earth, Air, Fire, and Water. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
So you are a painter and an animator. I guess you started out as a painter and then got into animation and really combined the two. How did that process happen of starting to do animation?
Well, I studied painting in undergrad, and at grad school I went to get my MFA in painting. And that first year I was in graduate school at RISD, the Rhode Island School of Design. There's a special winter session that's 6 weeks long, and faculty encourages students to take something outside of their discipline. So I picked animation, and as soon as we got to the technique called cut paper animation, I was hooked, and it's been the focus of my studio ever since for the past 5 years.
What is cut paper animation?
Well, the way I do it is pretty low tech and do it yourself, but for each animation, I make hundreds of watercolor paintings with really detailed backgrounds and puppets, and then I animate it using a copy stand, and I will move a puppet across the background, take a picture, move it a little bit more, take another picture, and then I take all those digital photographs, import them into my computer, and edit them.
So it's, in a way, I mean, it's the way people did animation a long time ago, except the final stage happens on the computer.
Exactly.
And so what is the effect like? I mean, it's not like cell animation where you have the effect of people talking and their mouths moving.
Right. I mean, yeah, sometimes I do that. It's a little bit wonkier. The movement could be smoother if I had the patience to do it, but I kind of definitely have a choppy aesthetic.
So what are some of the subjects and themes that come into your work?
Well, I mean, just generally speaking, I think in most of the work, I try to look at everyday life in today's culture, and the setting is usually a really mundane place, a place that you've probably been to in the past week, like I set one in a Starbucks, another one in a gourmet grocery store. I just did one that was set at a bridal shower. And I keep returning to the idea of monotony in daily life and the desire and longing that people have to overcome it. So a lot of my characters are often bored, and they try to change their situation by making some sort of meaningful connection with another person or a place, or in the case of the church service animation that I did, with a higher power.
Very interesting. So are you going to be showing some of the animations at the lecture tonight?
I am. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to show about 5 or 6 short animations. They're all under 8 minutes long, and talking about them.
Now, is there, shall we say, market for animations at this point in history?
A market? Like in the fine arts
world? Yeah, in the fine arts world, or I mean, how do they get shown?
Well, it's interesting because there are a lot of contemporary artists making short animations, and it's funny because they sort of straddle both like the fine art gallery world and the film festival world. But in my case, I've been selling them in small editions, and then each one comes with a hand-painted cover.
A small edition, what would it be, a DVD?
Yeah, a DVD and an edition of 50, and then each one comes with an original hand-painted cover.
If I'm remembering, I used to follow animation more than I do now, and Canada seemed to have the world sort of leadership on animation because they funded it. Is it still that way?
Yeah, I think the National Film Board of Canada, I think you're completely right, and they have residencies, and they do a lot of funding. I don't think we have anything like that in the U.S., unfortunately.
So what is the state of fine art animation today? Where do you draw your inspiration from in terms of animation?
In terms of other animators? Well,
yeah.
I really love the work of Yuri Norstein, who's a Russian animator. He did especially his animation Tale of Tales. I think it was made in 1979 or 1980. And if you're interested in seeing it, I think the whole thing is on YouTube. So there are plenty of people making animation. Probably the most well-known contemporary artist who's making animation is William Kentridge, who is from South Africa, and he's really successful.
Now, do you still continue to do still, I guess you would call it, still watercolors?
You know, not too much. I've really been focusing on the animations. I mean, I make plenty of paintings, and so I kind of treat them more like props. So we have been showing them alongside the animations when I've had shows, and sometimes I'll reassemble all the props and make a collage out of them and try to make something new with them that doesn't necessarily relate to the narrative of the animation. I'm still kind of figuring that out as I go.
Now, will you be teaching a workshop when you're in Santa Fe?
No, I won't. Mm-mm.
So you will be lecturing tonight. We're talking to Jennifer Levonian, and her lecture is at 6 o'clock tonight. It's part of the Santa Fe Art Institute's ongoing series, Elemental Earth, Air, Fire, Water. It's at Tipton Hall. For more information, people can call 505-424-5050. They can also go to sfai.org. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.